Madison Gas and Electric supplies power to about 140,000 customers in Dane County. With temperatures pushing the mid-90s, spokesman Steve Krause says they're close to reaching record demand. He says the standing record is 777 megawatts set last July. But Krause says demand will drop during the 4th of July holiday, as many businesses will be closed.
But then again, on Thursday and Friday, people would be back to work, and we're anticipating we'll set an all-time record on Thursday, probably somewhere between hour 5 and 6 in the afternoon.
Krause says MG&E expects to top out at around 805 megawatts this week. In western Wisconsin, Xcel Energy is also experiencing near-record power demand. Spokesman Brian Elwood says that'll increase the longer this heat lasts.
Typically, when you have a day after another day, air conditioners tend to get a little bit cooler, and people tend to use a little bit more electricity, try to stay a little bit cooler, the longer these heat waves extend.
Elwood says they're expecting to use up to 9,400 megawatts, which is within 1% of their record, also set last July. But on the eastern side of the state, electrical demand at the two largest utilities isn't expected to break records. We Energy spokesman Brian Manthe says they're not even within 10% of their all-time demand.
While we have seen demand, obviously, at a pretty good clip, we haven't seen it get to the point where it's challenging any previous highs from this year or from last year.
Manthe says their all-time record for power demand was 6,500 megawatts, which was set in July of 2006. Rich Kramer, Wisconsin Public Radio.